Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app, and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Living Daily, episode 1977, Downsides of Minimalism, and The Minimalist Question is the Important Thing, both by Leo Babauta of MNMList.com, and I'm Justin Mollick, your narrator. I read to you from some of the best blogs in the world every day covering personal development and growth, lifestyle, minimalism, and more. I have two posts today, both from Leo Babauta, so let's get right to them and continue optimizing your life. Downsides of Minimalism by Leo Babauta of MNMList.com. It's true that I might too often make minimalism seem like it's all roses, all upside, but there is a downside to everything, including minimalism. In order to prepare you, my lovely and good-hearted listener, for minimalism, it's my duty to point out some of the downsides. Consider this post my due diligence. Some downsides to minimalism. You get to know Craigslist, Goodwill, and other charities all too well as you clean out your clutter. You have to figure out other things to do with yourself besides shopping and browsing shopping sites. If you travel lightly for a few weeks with only a small carry-on, customs officers might get suspicious. Who travels with almost nothing besides maybe a terrorist? My friends Corbett Barr and his wife Jessie recently had this experience going to Europe with a small bag each. Officials didn't believe they were really traveling for 3 weeks without luggage. People will tease you about which of your two shirts you're wearing today. I don't mind this. There are worse things to be teased about. If you're a well-known minimalist and happen to shop at the Gap or the Apple Store, you worry that people will see you and judge you for hypocrisy. If you give up your cable TV, you have to find other things to do. I like to read or exercise. Also, you aren't aware of non-internet pop culture. I had to do a Google search for JWoww recently, didn't know who she was, and was shocked at how much I've apparently been missing. Family will harass you about not buying gifts. They will live, so will you. You don't get as good a workout walking around with a light bag instead of one laden with lots of stuff. I put weight plates in my backpack if I want to compensate for this. People online will accuse you of being trendy because you're a minimalist. People who aren't online as much will wonder what the minimalist is. Your one pair of jeans will go from being dark and dressy to faded, frayed, and more welcome in an Occupy camp than in nice restaurants. When family comes to visit, you'll be confused as to why they have so much stuff with them, even if they're just there to visit for a few hours. When you go to other people's houses, you might start mentally fantasizing about getting rid of their stuff for them. People ask you almost nonstop how you can be a minimalist with so many kids. If you don't have any kids, they'll roll your eyes and say, of course you're a minimalist, you're a bachelor. People will always, always try to point out the hypocrisy of being a minimalist and something else about you. Your articles are too long to be a minimalist. You have 25 books, that's not minimalist, etc. Others might feel threatened by you because your minimalism will be seen as a criticism of their lifestyle. They will live. You'll get weird looks when you turn down free swag at sporting events, conferences, and parties. Who doesn't want a bunch of free promotional junk? People will give you pitying looks when they see you have a simple, dumb phone and can't play Angry Birds or use Instagram on the train like they can. If you don't have a car, people will think you're poor, even if you are wealthier for not having the car, and healthier, and time rich. The Minimalist Question is the Important Thing by Leo Babauta of MNMList.com. there's a misunderstanding of the minimalist movement that you should somehow have almost nothing, fewer than 100 things, or a house that's empty and white. This can feel oppressive to some and privileged to others. But that's not what minimalism is all about, at least not to me. It's not about telling people they can't have clutter or they should own next to nothing. It's not even about possessions, really. It's about asking a simple question. What is important to you? If you don't have much money and you need to put food on the table, then it's obvious the answer to that question is food, rent, utilities, and other basic necessities. In that case, asking the question, what is important to you, is a good idea so you can focus on what's needed for survival and not let yourself get distracted. I've been poor and I know that distracting myself was something I did often because I didn't want to think about being poor. I got into deep debt because I spent money on distractions instead of taking care of my basic bills. If you have too much stuff, maybe you don't need to worry about the survival basics. In fact, maybe your problem is that you don't have any financial constraints and can order whatever you want whenever you want it. In that case, asking the question, what is important to you, is a good idea because it forces you to understand what's essential to you. I've been in this position too, and it's easy to get distracted by luxuries, by too many choices, and fritter your life away ordering things and being distracted. Life is too short and precious to waste like this. The question isn't even about possessions or spending. It might be about figuring out what you want to focus on in life. Is it better to focus on doing as many things as possible or about making an impact with one or two things? It might be about figuring out who you want in your life. Do you want to make as many friends as possible? Or pick a handful that give you meaning, people who lift you up? It might be about deciding how you want to fill your day. Do you want to try to do everything, or are there a handful of things that matter most to you? It's possible that if you cleared away all the other choices you have, you'll have more space for what matters and for what makes you happy. It might be about what gives you meaning, what gives you contentment, what has an impact on the lives of those around you or your community. My answers, the answer of other minimalist writers, they don't really matter. What really matters is asking yourself the question and exploring what you find. You don't even need definitive answers. Even exploring the question is a profound shift for most of us. It's going from the usual way of doing things to one that is more conscious, more curious, more interested in the stuff that makes life alive. You just listened to the post titled Downsides of Minimalism and The Minimalist Question is the Important Thing, both by Leo Babauta of MNMList.com. And that should do it for today. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow in the Tuesday show, where your optimal life awaits.